visiting teaching message. Prayerfully study this material and seek for inspiration to know what to share. How will understanding the family, a proclamation to the world, increase your faith in God and bless those you watch over through visiting teaching? For more information, go to reliefsociety.lds.org. The family is ordained of God. In the words of the primary song, "The Family is of God," we are reminded of pure doctrine, said Carol M. Stevens, first counselor in the Relief Society General Presidency. We learn not only that the family is of God, but also that we are each part of God's family. The Father's plan for His children is a plan of love. It is a plan to unite His children, His family, with Him. Elder L. Tom Perry of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles said, "We also believe that strong, traditional families are not only the basic units of a stable society, a stable economy, and a stable culture of values, but they are also the basic units of eternity and of the kingdom and government of God. We believe that the organization and government of heaven will be built around families and extended families. Everyone, no matter what their marital circumstance or number of children, can be defenders of the Lord's plan described in the Family Proclamation," said Bonnie L. Oscarson, Young Women General President. "If it is the Lord's plan, it should also be our plan." Additional scriptures: Doctrine and Covenants, Section 2, verses 1 through 3, Section 132, verse 19. Doctrine of the Family. Sister Julie B. Beck, former Relief Society General President, taught that the theology of the family is based on the creation, the fall, and the atonement of Jesus Christ. The creation of the earth provided a place where families could live. God created a man and a woman who were the two essential halves of a family. It was part of Heavenly Father's plan that Adam and Eve be sealed and form an eternal family. The fall made it possible for them to have sons and daughters. Christ's atonement allows for the family to be sealed together eternally. It allows for families to have eternal growth and perfection. The plan of happiness, also called the plan of salvation, was a plan created for families. This was Christ's doctrine. Without the family, there is no plan. There is no reason for mortal life. Consider this. Why is the family the most important unit in time and in eternity? End of visiting teaching message. The Family is Ordained of God. Read by Jane Wise.